To all who received him, who believe in his name, he gave power to become children of God. First of all, Merry Christmas. We came to receive Jesus today so that these words will be true for each of us. To all who received him, who believe in his name, he gave power to become children of God. Many things will be given and received today. And so in all this activity, this morning, we can make sure that we receive him in light of the incarnation. At a confirmation mass, confirmation is what? The consummation of the incarnation. We receive the Lord at baptism. That's objective. And at confirmation, we are confirmed in this truth that we confess today, that God became man. But it was at one of these masses that Cardinal O'Brien said that confirmation for many is like a gift that is left on this shelf unopened. It has been received objectively, because it is a sacrament, but only on one level. Because belief calls for mutuality. We receive something on different levels. To receive something passively is not to fully receive it. It's like not bothering to act on what has been received. And so let's go to the beginning of today's gospel and ask what we do with this gift of the incarnation, which is very God made man. And by doing so, let's ask what we do with any gift. The first thing we do is we unwrap it. Then we take it out, and then we put it to use. Last night, we talked about how the understanding of the incarnation has been unpacked for 2,000 years. During Advent, my daughter Sophie brought home a snowflake, a very large snowflake that was folded up, just like almost like an envelope. Then it unpacked into a very large round snowflake. It was quite a work of engineering that these fourth graders put together in folded paper to unpack like that. In many ways, the incarnation is like this over church history, something that has been unfolded, unpacked, something more beautiful than was initially imagined. And so that is what ultimately comes out of the box. And so in order to appreciate this, which is a fact that we might take for granted, we can go back to the beginning, which as T.S. Eliot talked about our journey of the Christian faith, which is a continual cycling back to the beginning so that we might know it fresh, we might know it anew. He said, "We shall not cease from the exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time." And so as we consider this fact of the incarnation, it was first given to us, you might say, well, it's given to us by our Lord, but theologically, it was most substantially given to us by St. John, even in today's gospel, where he said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And so the church began this process of unwrapping this truth. And one great theologian in the fourth century was St. Athanasius of Alexandria, who wrote about this in his work on the Incarnation. So many of you know of St. Athanasius, who was a stalwart in bringing forward the truth of the Trinity, even against detractors within the church. Athanasius contra mundum, Athanasius against the world, he was known, because he was able to understand the nature of our Lord Jesus Christ over and against those who were confused by the Trinity. But it all begins with his understanding of the incarnation, God made man. And from that, everything unfolds about what he did for us as he taught us, as he brought forward the kingdom, as he as he ascended upon the cross in the flesh to ultimately ascend in the flesh for our redemption. And so let's see how Athanasius goes back to the beginning, even the beginning of creation, in light of the incarnation. He says, "The renewal of creation has been wrought by the selfsame Word who made it in the beginning. There is thus no inconsistency between creation and salvation, for the one Father has employed the same agent for both works." So, creation and salvation, one agent for both works. So in the history of redemption, what God does is goes back to the beginning so we can know it for the first time in his recreation that he works in God becoming man. And so Athanasius continues, "One Father has employed the same agents for both works, affecting the salvation of the world through the same one who made it in the beginning." So here St. Athanasius takes us to the one who was the Word, who was with God, and the Word was God. And now our task is to take it out of the box. What does it mean to experience this incarnation? For if we are to experience this incarnation, then we know the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Dramatically shown for us in Christmas Mass at night, carrying candles, as that light pierces the darkness, and we first put the babe in the manger and bless that Christmas creche. And so St. Athanasius talks about how, in so doing, our senses are elevated by this great illustration of light piercing darkness. And so, in this sense, he says, men had turned from contemplation of God above and were looking for him in the opposite direction, down among created things and things of sense. And so this, in seeking light and seeking the senses to be fulfilled, men became more and more dark by being blind to the source of all things from above, being blind to what created these things that engage our senses from the beginning. But then our Lord engages our senses, piercing darkness, so that what is sensory points to what came from above. Athanasius continues, "The Savior of us all, the Word of God, in his great love, took to himself a body, and moved as man among men, meeting their senses, so to speak, halfway." All this beauty, this festival season, that's what he's doing. And so what we do, all our feasting continues the liturgy as we enter in and we infuse all us the sensory with meaning at the Mass today. And so Athanasius says he became himself an object for the senses, so that those who were seeking God in sensible things might apprehend the Father through the works which he, the Word of God, did in the body. And so we see how God entered into creation. He took upon our humanity, and in so walking in our humanity showed us how we can walk after him as well. And so we unwrap, we take out the gift, and then we come to the third point, which is to put it to use. St. Athanasius famously said, "God became man so that man might become God." And so in light of this, we bring that spiritual reality into our lived reality. And at the Mass, this is something that we remember at every Mass, because this is the foundation on which we enter into encountering the cross and the resurrection. As the priest, before consecrating the elements, adds the water to the wine, he says, "May this mixing, this commingling of water and wine, through this commingling of the water and wine. May we receive the divinity of him who humbled himself to receive our humanity. And so that means incarnating the Lord to others through selfless love, pouring out ourselves to others as our Lord poured himself out to us. And so this continual process is going back to the beginning to reappropriate the truth of the incarnation that we first received is something that renews us day by day as we receive it as a gift, like children who are delighted on a Christmas morning. T.S. Eliot, his full quote, continues, "We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time, through the unknown, remembered gate, when the last of earth left to discover is that which was the beginning. At the source of the longest river, the voice of the hidden waterfall, and the children in the apple tree." And so it is to receive the incarnation, as the St. John tells us, if we do so, we become children of God. So let us experience creation anew through the incarnation. And so with senses renewed, let us incarnate our Lord to others through our work of selfless love.